Okay, good morning. We begin the second parak of Maseches Nedarim today. Thank you very much for coming. Our learning should be a schus, Lili Nishmas, Moshe ben Machluf, Shaul Gershon ben Chaim Shmuel, and Refua Shalema for Avram Yaakov ben Lima Gittel. So, the first parak, the first chapter of Maseches Nedarim began with, these are terms that can create a prohibition. Kinuyim, corrupted forms of a phrase. Yados, half of a phrase. So the next parak begins with, and these are terms that don't create a prohibition. Ve'elu mutarim, and the following phrases, if used, leave an item permitted, because this is not terminology of a neder. So, for example, a person said, chulin, shochalacha. Whatever I would eat from you, it's chulin. Now, chulin means it's permitted, it's secular. So there's no neder. If a person said, what I would eat from you, kibisar chazir, is like the flesh of pork. So as we learned yesterday, the Torah says, ish ki yidor neder lashem. It doesn't just say, ish ki yidor. It says, ish ki yidor neder. The verb making a neder is repeated twice. Yidor neder. He'll make a neder of a neder. Why? That's to teach us that you have to be matfis bedavar anadur. Hatfasa is that you have to link it to some other item that has a prohibition by dint of a neder, and you transmit the prohibition from that item to this item. But not bedavar ha'asur. But you can't be matfis in something which is not prohibited by neder, but prohibited by God's word. That's not a hatfasa. So God is the one who says that pork is prohibited. So if I say this loaf or whatever I would eat from you is to me like pork, so I'm trying to be matfis, I'm trying to link it to a prohibition from God. So that doesn't make a neder. Kavodas kochavim. You go further even. A guy said, whatever I would get from you is like avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is not only prohibited, it's even prohibited by anah. You can't get benefit. But again, it doesn't. That prohibition doesn't come from human words. That prohibition comes from God saying that avodah zarah is prohibited. So it's an attempt to be matfis bedavar asur, and therefore it doesn't take effect. Koros levuvin, even worse than just avodah zarah. Takrovas avodah zarah, the offerings of avodah zarah. They used to have in some Gentile religions, where they would take a live sheep, and when it was alive, they would cut out its heart, and then offer that heart as a sacrifice to their god.
So to people
too, right? So takrovas avodah zarah, the offering of avodah zarah, is something which is so prohibited that even if a guy tries to be mavatalit, he tries to say, well, it's meaningless, it doesn't mean anything, the Isra Anah is still there. When you have a regular Avodah Zarah, regular idol worship, if a non-Jew is mevatalit, he says it's meaningless, so then the statue, you can get benefit from it. But Takrovas Avodah Zarah, the offerings of Avodah Zarah, even if a non-Jew is mevatal, you can't get benefits. Even a guy who says, getting to eat from you is as allowed to me as I'm allowed to partake of offerings to the Avodah Zarah. So you think, wow, that's a great neder. No, it's not a neder at all. Because he's trying to link it to something which is a davar ha'asur, not a davar ha'nadur. And therefore, it didn't take effect at all. Kenevelos u'trefos. He says, eating from you is as prohibited to me as eating a nevela, eating an animal that didn't get a shechita, or like an animal that had a shechita, but it turns out that there was a blemish in it, a wound, it wouldn't have lived out 12 months, a trefa, like shkatzim, eating from you is like eating rodents, eating mice, eating mosquitoes, eating cockroaches, or a mushim, things that crawl on the ground. All of these things are not a form of a neder, because you're trying to be matfis bedavar ha'asur, and not matfis bedavar hanadur, and the Torah says, ish ki yidor neder lashem, that the hatfas has to be linking to something which is prohibited by means of neder, not prohibited by means of God's word.
Okay, Rabbi, now this is done by Hashem's, word, that these neders cannot be accepted. Now, how about if a neder is being done, let's say, by a rabbi, a big rabbi, he says, like, for example, I don't read this book, a rabbi says that. Can you do a neder on that neder?
Yes.
And is it acceptable?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kechalas Aaron. If somebody says, eating from you is prohibited to me, or this loaf of yours is to me like the piece of dough that I'm giving to the Kohen, Chala. Or Kitchumaso, like Truma that I'm giving to the Kohen, which we saw earlier might be a reference to Trumas Lachme Toda. So that's Mutter, that's also trying to be Matfis in something which is Asur and not something which is Nadur. And therefore it doesn't take effect. Ha'omer l'ishto, but now we have a Dinder Rabbanan. If a fellow tells his wife, Hare ato lai ki'ima, you are as prohibited to me as your mother is prohibited to me. So he's trying to be matfis in mother. Now mother is a davar asr. That's not a davar anadur. He's trying to link his wife to that. So that doesn't take effect. But we don't want amaratzim doing such things. We don't want, you know, as the Ran points out, that, you know, many times when a person is married, they can, it's the very end of the Ran, Dafka b'madir ishto matfis b'davar asr tzarech pesach. If a person is trying to put a neder on his wife by linking it to a davar asr, we're going to see the nidra aban, and he needs to go to a rabbi to remove the neder. Mipnei shedarko le'asoris ishto. It's normal for a man to get all angry and make a neder on his wife, mitoch hakpada, because they're living together, they get into fights. So he gets all upset, he says, oh, neder, I'm not going to sleep with you. So if he said, I'm not going to sleep with you the same way I don't sleep with my mother. So if we would say to him, well, you know, that's meaningless because you were matfis bedavar asur, then ki matfis bedavar asur, asinami lemishri, afilo matfis bedavar anadur. Next time he's going to say, I'm not going to sleep with you the same way that rabbi made a neder on that book. So you're as prohibited to me as that book was prohibited. And then he's going to think, oh, I can go sleep with her. Because last time when he said, I'm not going to sleep with you like your mother, it was permitted right away because it was a matvis bedavar asur. He's going to think that matvis bedavar anadur is also permitted right away. So therefore, midrabanan, they said, he has to go and have a hatara. Now, why don't we say that every time a person tries to make a neder with a davar ha'asr, he should need a hatara midrabanan, because maybe he's going to next make the neder in a davar ha'nadur? Answers the Ran, those things are not so likely. But that an Am Haaretz should get angry with his wife and try to make a neder to prohibit her to him, that unfortunately is likely, and therefore we don't want it to become a recurring behavior. So we say, Poschen lo Pesach. He needs to get a hatara. He needs to go to a chacham. But the hatara can't be a simple hatara. It wouldn't be, oh, had you known your wife would be offended, would you have done this? Of course, that's an easy way out. He's got to find a Pesach. He has to find a way out. Mimakom acher, from some other source. Shalo yakel rosh alakach. Because we don't want him to be lightheaded about, you know, making vows and pronouncements prohibiting his wife to him.
But
okay.
Is there specifically when he says his mother, or any time when a person asks himself his wife, or asks his wife to him?
Yeah, any time he asks his wife to him by means of a davar ha'asur, even though meaning when you link to a davar ha'asur, it's nothing because it's not what the Torah says, ish ki yidor neder. But because here it's something which we're worried it could be something, we say it is a neder, and he has to go get a hatara, and he has to get a hatara from some other source, not just from, oh, my wife is offended. I didn't realize it would be hard to live without being able to touch my wife.
In the case of the wife, does it have to be verbalized? The shua or the neder, does it have to be verbalized? Or let's say you write it in an email, does that count?
No.
I don't think so. I think it has to be verbal, because the Torah says, ish ki yafli, when a man will express.
No,
it has to be expression. I don't think writing is the same thing. No, I think you have to say it. I think so.
Keep it to the emails.
You shouldn't say it. You should forgive. You shouldn't say it.
Put it on the Facebook too.
Says the Gemara, going to the Mishnah. The Mishnah began with something which is strange. A person who says, Chulin, it's secular. Sho'ochalucha, what I would eat from you. So of course that's okay. He didn't say there's no terminology of prohibition there. He's saying it's chulin, it's secular. So Why would the Mishnah say it? It must be like this. Time of the Amar Chulin. Why is it permitted? Because he said it's secular what I would eat from you. To imply that Ha'amar Lachulin, if he would say it isn't secular, Lachulin is from the phrase Lochulin, it's not Chulin. She'ochalacha, that would mashma, that would mean Lochulin Lehevi, what I would eat from you is not Chulin. Ela Karban, but rather it is a Karban. So ask the Gemara, Mani Mas Nisin. So now who's our Mishnah? We saw in the first parak a big argument between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, for example, you have to say Ki Yerushalayim. Rabbi Meir says, no, even if you didn't say Ki Yerushalayim, it could be a neder. Rabbi Yehuda says, Michlal Lavata Shomeahein, you can infer things. Rabbi Meir says, you can't. Whenever you make a tznai, whenever you make a condition, you have to spell out all the eventualities. So one second, Rabbi Meir, if you're going to say our Mishnah's Rabbi Meir, Leslie Machlal Avata Shomeahein, he doesn't believe you can infer things from what people say. And if so, how could it be that if you said Lachulin, it isn't Chulin, Sho Chalacha, that it's prohibited, that's requiring an inference? Well, that's what are you going to say, that our Mishnah's Rabbi Yehuda? Sa'ayin Ereisho, we already learned earlier in Dafyudam Amid Beis, that the Mishnayos here in Maseches Nedarim follow Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, you know what? It said the word chulin, it's not to teach us anything. I did the katani kibesar chazir, since it wanted to say that if a person says this, you know, your food is prohibited to me, like the meat of pork, or kavodas kochavim, your food is prohibited to me, like idols, like icons, like crosses, like churches, like Avodah Zarah. So, saying a bunch of things. So he also said chulin. This also doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything. And if he said chulin she'ochalacha, it doesn't mean anything. It was just thrown in as a bunch of things that are being lumped in together. So it's really what we find sometimes in the Gemara. It says kedei nasva, you know. When you're talking, words come out. You know, another word came out. But it doesn't really, it's not to teach us any halacha. Ravina Amar Ravina said, no, I don't think that the Mishnah here had a word that wasn't necessary, really. It's got to be teaching us the following. The way to read the Mishnah is like this. Ve'elu mutarin kichun. All of these phrases are just as permitted as a person who says, this object is like chulin to me. And what are those phrases? Kibasar chazir, if I say this object is like pork, kavodas kochavim, this object is like idols. It's like saying this object is like chulin. So, one second. V'ilo tana chulin. And if it wouldn't have said these phrases, leave it as permitted as chulin she'ochalacha, Havamina would have thought that with these phrases, it's not as permitted as chulin she'ochalacha, but rather, ba'i she'ela. That there is a requirement, if a person says, it's kibasar chazir, or if a person says, this is like avodah zarah, that you need to go to a chacham to remove it, at least midrabanan. Umi ikal asuki al dai tahachi, could you even have thought such a thing? Hamidiktani seifa, since in the end of the Mishnah, in the case of the man who gets angry with his wife, Ha'omer l'ishto, and a man in Amaretz who tells his wife, Hareyat olai ki'ima, you are prohibited to me, like my mother's prohibited to me. Then poschen lo pesach mimakom achet. Then we tell him, okay, sorry, you're prohibited to your wife. You have to go to the rabbi to be matir neder. You have to come up with an explanation of why you never intended to do it. Why had you realized everything? You wouldn't have said it. You have to show regret. You have to have a Pesach. Nichlal, it's to imply that in that case, because we want to discourage those things that are likely, you need a hatzara. So then already we know that in the beginning you don't need to be matir. So why do I need the phrase that the beginning terms are like chulin? I already know that you don't need a hatara in the beginning terms. I don't need to say it's like chulin and you don't need to go ask a shayla, you don't need to go ask of the rabbi to remove it. Ella, so rather machvarta, what do we have to say? That the first answer is the correct answer. Why did the Mishnah say chulin she'ochel lecha is permitted? Of course it's permitted. You're right. Of course it's permitted. But chulin memela nasva. Chulin on its own just sort of fell in. When the Tana wanted to give a bunch of examples, so he also said chulin she'ochel lecha. Yeah, question. Question.
No.
Oh, okay. I have a question.
Oh, great.
When you make a neder in a normal situation, is that the degree of that neder? Is it equal that when you are angry and you are insane, you know, that second insane?
Well, we'll see. Later in the Masechta, we'll get into the whole topic.
And when you're angry, you may say something that's
very true. Very true. We're going to get into the whole topic of Ataras Nedarim, removing a neder. And we'll see that there's machlokas in the Rishonim how to understand this. There may be two ways of removing a neder, or one way of removing a neder. But let's take the classical approach. There are two ways to removing a neder. One is called Pesach, finding something out that you didn't know, you know, knowledge. And the other is called Charata, regret. I regret it. So if a person gets angry, so then he usually will regret his anger. That could be a way to remove the neder. In fact, the Gemara in Masechet Chagiga taught us that one of the sources of heter nedarim, the source that a chacham can be matir neder, is from the fact that the pasuk says, "Nishbati ba'api," I got angry in my rage, which implies I got angry in my rage, and therefore I didn't have to keep it.
And it has to go through the same process of rabbi not to remove it?
You have to
it?
Go to a rabbi, yeah. You can't. You could never remove the neder on your own. You'd have to go to a rabbi and go through a process of hataras nedar.
I'm talking about the insane time, you know, like when you're...
Yeah, angry. Even a person who's very, very angry makes nedarim, then he has to go to a rabbi and express his charata and explain why it was never intended, and the rabbi can remove the neder. Or three hedyotos, three simple people can remove the neder. So, the halacha that we saw yesterday as well. Minahani mili, how do we know that a neder requires hatfasa, linking it to a davar hanadur, to something which has a prohibition on it by means of neder? Because Amar Ka, the pasuk says, ish ki yidor neder lashem. It repeats the word neder twice. Ki yidor neder. Could have just said ish ki yidor. Why does it say ki yidor neder lashem? Ad she yidor bedavar anador. The neder only takes effect if it's a neder by linking to something which has a neder on it. Yachi, if so, afilu bedavar asur nami. Why don't we say that even linking to a davar asur should be a neder? Because we have another pasuk. Taksiv le'esor isar al nafsho. To create a prohibition on himself. So the Gemara says, no, less or Yisar, me by the Kinitanya. Less or Yisar is needed for something else. We looked in a bright, say, Zeo Yisar Amr Batorah. What is an Yisar said in the Torah? So let's look at the Ran. The Kinitanya is Zeo Yisar Amr Batorah. Says the Ran, to teach us like the Brysa, what is an Yisar said in the Torah? Lash, we need to teach us. Ta'afal gav de tali nidro bin neder, shalo nesar ela lo levado. That even though he is, it's the second very wide line in the run. La Shvina to teach us to Avagav de Tali Nidro bin Neder, Shlo Nesar Ela Lo Levado, Dan Yom Shmeis Po Aviv, Chal Nidra. The word Les or Isar Al Nafsho, that's to teach you that you can be matfis, you can link and draw from a personal Neder. You would have thought from the Pasuk Ish Ki Yidor Neder La Shem, that if a person says, this loaf is prohibited to me like a carbon, well, that's a neder, because a carbon is prohibited to everybody. No one can eat from a net carbon. But a person who says, this food is prohibited to me like the day that my father died. And the day that his father died, everybody else was eating. He wasn't eating because he made a neder. But everybody else was eating. So you might think that that's not called hatfasa. That's not linking to a devar another. It's linking to something personal. How do you know that you can link to a personal neder and draw from a personal neder? That's what the pasuk says, Les or Isar al nafsho, to create a prohibition on himself, but not to say that you can link to a davar ha'asur. Dilav haikrof, not for this pasuk, hava amino ki yidor neder, ad she yidor bedavar shu nader legamre, she nesar mikol, machmas oso neder, that Yidor neder means you have to link it to something which is completely prohibited to all because of a neder. Kamashma krada lesor isar. That's we have the pasuk of lesor isar.
Okay. That's linking a neder to a voluntary neder, which we already know. It's just a more specific voluntary neder.
That you, well, if you wouldn't have had the pasuk of lesor isar, you would have thought only a voluntary neder. That's a big neder that everybody can't do something. But something which everybody can do, just you personally can't do, that maybe is not called a neder that can be a base out of which you draw. So you have a second pasuk, lesor isar al nafsho, to create a prohibition on himself. Look at the bottom of the Ran. Hilchah l'inyan halacha. Therefore, in terms of the bottom line, the halacha is naktina dematfis bedavar asur lo avi neder. We paskin that if a person tries to link to a davar asur, it's not a neder at all. V'lo tzarech she'ela klal, and he doesn't even need to ask a shayla. Afilu ama aretz, even if he's not so knowledgeable. An ama aretz though b'madir miyishto levado. But if an ama aretz makes a neder against his wife with a davar asur, then he needs to ask a shayla. My time with Ksivim Besnisan, as I explained in the Mishnah, because we're worried today he made the neder with a davar asur, tomorrow he's going to make a neder with a davar anadur. If we today allow him to do it without a hatara, tomorrow he'll do it without a hatara, he'll be violating nedarim. And it's something which is likely because people get upset with their wives and make nedarim in frustration. Avol matas bedavar anadur, but if you are linking to something which has a neder on it, even though it's something which only has a neder against him, it does take effect. It says the Ran, Hani Mimi Matfis Beneder. Hatfasa is only something in neder, because the Torah says Ish Kiyidor Neder Lashem. Avol Matfis Bishwolo Mahani. But there's no such thing as Hatfasa in an oath. Next Gemara. Mishnah said, Omer Lishar Riyata Laiki Ima. A fellow tells his wife, you are prohibited to me like my mother is prohibited to me. So then, even though that's really meaningless because he's trying to link to a pre-existing prohibition, not to a pre-existing neder, nevertheless, he needs to ask a shayla to remove the neder. If he says, you are prohibited to me, kibsar achosi, like the flesh of my sister, ke'orla, you're prohibited to me, like orla, the first 3 years of a tree's produce. Keklaya kerem, you're prohibited to me, like wheat that's growing in a vineyard, which is prohibited again. L'vamer klum, all of this is meaningless. And he doesn't even need a hatara. So 1 second. It's against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says he has to go to a chacham. Answer the Gemara, Rabbi Abai explained, L'vamer klum midoraisa. Midoraisa, it's meaningless. But it's actually to imply that midrabanan, he does need to go ask a chacham. And Rabbi gave a different answer to the contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Rabbi said, Rabbi talmidei chachamim. The Braisa is talking about a Talmud chacham who knows that when you try to be matfis, you try to draw from a davar asur, it's meaningless. So therefore, it's nothing. Haba me'aretz. The Mishnah is talking about an amaretz. He doesn't know things. He thinks it was a neder. So if we tell him, no, it's nothing, he's going to think that nedarim are nothing. And he's going to make a neder bedavar anadur and also think it's nothing. So in Am Haaretz, we're going to make him go to a chacham.
Rabbi, how about if he turns around and the lady says to the husband, makes a vow, can he cancel it out?
Yes.
He can. Yes. He doesn't need to take her to the rabbi.
Yeah, because it's he can knock out the vows.
The likelihood of this scenario happening is the woman saying to the man, not the man.
The man no. Only in America.
But Tanya, as we learned in a Braisa, I know there be Torah. If a person makes a neder by the Torah, lo amar klok. So that is meaningless. Doesn't mean anything. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Vitzarech she'ela lechacham." He needs though to go to a chacham to be matir. From Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said, "V'talmud chacham einu tzarech she'ela." A talmud chacham does not need to be matir. He doesn't need to be matir. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, going back to this issue, the issue of anoder b'torah. Anoder b'torah. That doesn't really mean noder b'torah. It's really nishba b'torah. That's what the Ran explains. Anoder b'torah means he swears by the Torah. And sometimes the term noder really means a shvua. So what's going on here? There's a Torah in front of him, and he says, as the Ran says, bezua Torah, by this Torah, shelo es, I won't do something. Oh, she'es davar ploni, I will do something. That is nothing. Anoder b'Torah, if a person makes a shvua by the Torah, lo amar klum. That's meaningless. We're going to learn that, that the definition of an oath is by nekitas chetfetz. The whole point of an oath is you hold the Torah scroll and you say, by the names that are in this Torah scroll, by God's name, I'm going to do something. And the Torah is filled with God's names. The answer is that here, since he's saying, I'm swearing by this, by the scroll, and the scroll's on the floor, so we say that he's trying to swear by the parchment. And the parchment is not God's names. God's names is what's written in the parchment. So therefore, if he said, I'm swearing b'mesha kasuvbo, by that which is written in this scroll, I'm not going to eat, or I'm going to run the marathon, or I'm not going to talk to somebody, then dvarav kayamim, that's a shvua, that's an oath. Because what's written in the Torah is names of God, and he's swearing by God's name. Yeah, question, Mordechai.
The Torah has to be present when you make the swear, or you just can't say it?
An oath, the strongest oath is to hold the Torah, nekitas chefetz, yeah, to actually hold the Torah.
But if you just outside and make a vow, then that's not an eder, that doesn't come as you said, but I swear to the Torah that I don't do such a thing.
So that's what we're seeing. If you say it by what's written in it, even though you're not holding it, it still would be an eder.
Like by the law of the Torah, then it would be binding.
It has to be in front of you, probably.
Yeah.
The Torah has to be in front of you.
Just like
yeah.
The korban has to be in front of you.
For nekitas chefetz, for holding an object, it has to be there.
Didn't we learn that if you mispronounce it correctly, like korban, koren, or something, so it is acceptable, is understood now?
Very good, very good question.
When you say the Torah, and all of a sudden, you have to explain it in detail. It's an
excellent, excellent question. You're asking a very profound question, right? Even a yad. The yad is when you only said half of the sentence. That's right. So it's, you know, this is like a course in linguistics to analyze, you know, what does a person mean? It's true. It's a very, very good question. Very good question. So we're saying that what he means when he says, I'm swearing by the scroll, and the scroll's in front of him, it's nothing because he meant the parchment. If he said, bah, I'm swearing by it, which we say means the parchments, and in that which is written in it, Dvar of Kayamim, that is an oath. Katani, it said, B'mesha Kasavba, swearing by that which is written in it, Dvar of Kayamim, that's an oath. Ba, in it, Uva Mesha Kasavba, and in that which is written in it, Tzarech Lameimar, so certainly that would be okay. Rav Nachman explained, Lokash, it's not a contradiction, not a question. Ha demachto raisa ara, ha denakit lebi yadik. One is when the Torah scroll is on the ground, and one is when it's in his hand. Machtal Arya, if the scroll is on the ground, Daite Agvil, and he says, I'm swearing by it, he means the parchments, and therefore it's nothing. Nakat La Biyade, but if he put it into his hand, it was on the ground, but if the Torah is on the ground and he says what's in it, the Mesha Kasavba, and if it's on the ground, he said, I'm swearing by what's written in it. Maybe Daita Agvile. Maybe he's referring to the parchments on which the Torah is written, but not to the names of God that are there. So the Shvur wouldn't take effect, only if he would say, Ba uva meshakasav ba, in it and in what is written in it. Once he said in it, he already said the parchments, and he said uva meshakasav ba, then the oath is good. But nakat labiyade, right, if he's holding the Torah, if he just says, I'm swearing by that which is written in it, we say, Daite ala askaro Shabbat. Since he's holding it, he must have meant to be swearing by the holiness that's written in it. Because if he would have just meant the parchment, he would have just said, I'm swearing by it, because he's holding it. So therefore, then it's just Bamesha Kasaba alone is enough.
This is talking about Sefer Torah or
Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah.
Sefer Torah. Okay.
Well, they didn't have these books. These books are only 500 years since we've had the printing press. It used to be everything was Sefer Torah.
What happens if you make a Shua on a Sefer Torah and then you find out later it was not
kosher? It would still take effect. Because it has
the
names
same
of
as the parchment, because
no, because it has names.
Value of holiness.
No, it has names of God in it. The real point is that you're swearing by the name of God. Lo sishavu v'shmi
lashaka. In that case, it could be anywhere. You could find it in the Tehillim. You could find it in the Chumash.
Yeah.
If it's the words of
God. Yeah.
Tefillin. You can hold on to tefillin.
Right, you could just say, I swear to, do this, and
well, Nikita's chefetz to have a shvua by holding an object, you'd have to have some piece of Torah. Ibai is saying another answer to this brisa. Demachta al ara. The Sefer Torah is on the ground. V'hakam ashmalan. And the kiddush of the brisa is da'afal gav demachta al ara. Even though the Torah is on the ground and he's not holding it. Kivan da'amar b'meshakasav ba'mahani. If he says, I'm swearing by that which is written in it, then it takes effect. Because if he says by that which is written in it, he's referring to the names of God in it. The zuv ein tzarich lomar zu katani. And basically, it's this, and I don't even need to tell you that. In other words, the Gemara had asked, once you said b'mesha kasav ba, it is a shvua. Why do you have to also say that if he says ba uba mesha kasav ba, it's a shvua? The answer is, it's true, this, and I don't even need to tell you that. Once it says b'mesha kasav ba, it refers to the names of God. Certainly, if he said ba uva mesha kasav ba, it's referring to the names of God in it. By the same alternative, I can tell you a third answer. Kula mitziasa nami. The entire brisa from the middle case and on, in other words, the last two cases, is denakit le biyade, and he's holding the sefer Torah in his hand. And the Gemara asked, so why did he have to say ba? Uva mesha kasav ba. Once he said ba mesha kasav ba, it's a shvua. Certainly ba uva mesha kasav ba, it is a shvua. So it means like this. It's not that he said ba in it, uva mesha kasav ba, and in that which is written in it. Vahakam ashmalan. It is like this. Kima denakut lebiyade, since he's holding the Sefer Torah. Afal gavdalo amar ela ba. Even if he says, I'm swearing by it. Once he's holding the Sefer Torah, Kimand Amar. It's as if he said, I'm swearing b'ma shekasuv ba. I'm swearing by that which is written in it. And therefore, even though he only said the word ba, it's as if he's saying b'ma shekasuv ba, and he is swearing by the names of God that are written in it. Next Mishnah. If a person says the following neder, Konam Shani Yashen, there is a neder on me to prevent me from sleeping, or Shani Medaber, there's a Konam on me that I won't speak with you, or Shani Mahalech, or that I will walk, or Homer Leisha, Konam Shani Meshamsheich, whatever I would do for you is a konam is prohibited. So then he cannot violate his words. Itmar was taught. Nam einai b'sheina hayom. If a person says a konam on my eyes, not to sleep today, that there's a neder prohibiting me from sleeping today. Im ishan lemachar. If I sleep tomorrow. In other words, if I sleep tomorrow, then retroactively my sleeping today would have been prohibited. So I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Al Yishan Ayom. So he shouldn't sleep today. Shema Yishan Lamachar, because maybe tomorrow he'll fall asleep. Rav Nachman Amar Yishan Ayom. Rav Nachman said he can sleep today. Lo Chayshinan Shema Yishan Lamachar. And we're not worried. Maybe he's going to fall asleep tomorrow, because tomorrow he can put his legs in ice cold water and make sure that he doesn't fall asleep. Says the Gemara, Umode Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda agrees. Bahomer konam einai b'sheina lemachar im ishan hayom. That if a person says, my eyes are prohibited from sleeping tomorrow if I sleep today, then sheyishan hayom. And he can sleep today, because once he sleeps today, he's triggering a neder, and he'll watch himself. Because kilo mizdayir b'tzna'a. When was Rabbi Yehuda worried? Person may not be careful about the tznai. Avol b'isura mizdayir. But about that which was triggered and has already become a neder, that he will watch himself.
Presumably, it's not possible.